What's going on, my friends? This is episode 2 of Creating Storm. And today, I just want to give you a little bit of a view of where I'm at so that 100 episodes from now, we can look back and see how far I've come. And I also really want to get into the meat and potatoes of what I have come to terms with are the most important things to be doing every day as a songwriter or a musician, but specifically a songwriter, to keep you progressing and to keep you motivated. So first things first, I just want to be real brief with this. If you look at my social profiles, 100% real, I've got like less than 200 followers on Instagram. I've got probably, if I'm lucky, like I haven't even looked honestly, like 3 listeners on Spotify. I've got maybe 18 followers on Twitter. Facebook is always a little easier because you already have a lot of Facebook friends and you can just invite them to like your page. But what I'm getting at is under 100, way under 100, like 13 on YouTube. Anyway, what I'm getting at is I am by no means some big shot music artist. I am by no means just killing it on IG or any other social platform or TikTok or any of those things. I am on all of those platforms, but I'm on them as of pretty recently, actually, for most of them. So I'm just throwing that out there because the point of this podcast is to be able to look back on this for myself 100 episodes down the line, 200 episodes down the line, and be like, damn, that's where I was at when I started this, and this is where I'm at now. And same for you guys, because along the way, I'm going to be trying out many different tactics to get my music out there and to grow my following and to get more gigs and all sorts of things that you have to be doing as a songwriter these days. And yeah, we're going to see what works and what doesn't work. I'm going to be doing that for myself, and then I'm going to be sharing that with you guys, so that hopefully it can help you guys out too. So that being said, now that that's out of the way, I want to get into kind of what I do every day to work on my music. And the way this kind of started was I did a 100-day challenge of getting up at 4 a.m. So I got up at 4 a.m. for 100 days, and then I've kept doing it since then. I've had a few days where, like, I got up, got the coffee started, sat on the couch and passed out for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but was still able to get up, get out of the bed, get out of the bedroom at 4 the majority of those days, and get started working on music. Now, during this 100-day period, I probably changed my morning routine like 100 times, like little things, sometimes drastically, cutting out things that I was doing that just wasn't important and trying to really get my priorities straight. So this is really kind of what I came down to as the most important things for a songwriter to be doing first thing in the morning and what order to do them in too. And I struggle with this still some days, and I'll get into a little bit of that. But let's go ahead and dive into what they are. So these are what I consider the pillars to being a musician and specifically a songwriter. Number one, this one should be obvious, but practice. First thing in the morning, I practice. I practice my instrument. I do technique drills. I practice singing. I do technique drills with that. And then I bring the two together and I work on actual songs and I do run-throughs. And I do that first. Because at the end of the day, that is my foundation. If I can perform the songs that I've written well, then that's going to make things so much easier when I go to record, no matter if I'm recording at a studio or at my house. And it's going to make things that much more easy when I actually get an opportunity to play live. So you want to be ready for those opportunities when they come, not wait for them to come and then get ready. And I've had to learn that the hard way. I've definitely had some kind of gigs offered to me and then like just thrown something together last minute and it worked out all right, but I didn't feel good about it. I felt like, you know, I really should have put more time into that and I really could have done a better job, even if nobody else noticed. So in a way, I guess I was just letting myself down, and you don't want to do that either. So make it easy on yourself. Put the work in the morning first thing on your actual music, your writing, your technique, your performing. And actually performing, we'll get into a little more detail here in a second also on that. So first thing in the morning, practice. It's really hard for me some days because I want to get up and work on other things or read about this topic that I don't understand, that I'm trying to understand for marketing purposes or something like that. But I really just, I have to force myself to do that every single day. And it is challenging sometimes, but I know after enough trial and error that that should be the number one priority. Number two is, well, performing. Every single day, you don't necessarily have to do this in the morning if you have a gig or something like that. But on all the days you don't have a gig, you should go straight from practice into a practice performance. Stand in front of a mirror. Go live on Instagram. You can just set your phone up and record yourself if you don't want to actually go live and have real people watching if you're not there yet. Do something to put the pressure on you that simulates the actual experience of performing. So, you know, really get in kid mode, imagination mode, and pretend, you know, leave the room. Enter the room as if it's you coming onto stage. Have a mic there. If you're going to be singing into a mic for your gig, which most of the time you will be, have that set up. I would want you to have it plugged in. I definitely plug mine in, but anything to like recreate the actual scenario is going to give you an edge when it comes to the actual performance day. So mornings when I don't have anything going on later in the day, like if I have a gig, I don't necessarily want to like wear myself out running through my songs over and over again. So that might be an exception, but most days I don't have a gig at night. So work on your performance stuff and watch back, record it, look back, stand in front of the mirror. And after you run through a song, you know, maybe have a notepad and take notes of like what you think you could do differently to just make the performance aspect of what you just went through a little bit better and more appealing and so on. Get creative with it. But that's an actual crucial thing, I think, to be working on, in addition to just knowing the music well. And I go straight into that from practice because I'm already warmed up. I'm already singing. I've already kind of gone over my trouble spots and I'm ready to kind of run through some songs. I don't run through every single song I know every day, but I kind of divvy it up into a few sets and change it out from day to day. So definitely do that. Definitely work that aspect of being a musician and a songwriter. Number three. So this day and age, number three is pretty important. Promotion. And that means self-promotion. If you're lucky enough to have the money to pay like somebody to do your social media and do all that, that's fine. That's great. This might not be worth your while right here, but most people, I would be willing to bet, are starving artists like me who are working multiple jobs and they are doing this as like their primary passion, but not their primary source of income. So they don't really have spare change to just throw away at that. And plus, it's easier than ever to do it yourself. And if you can get good at it and efficient with it and learn kind of the tricks of the trade and the strategies, then you're going to save yourself a lot of money on that that you can put towards other things that are important to being a musician as well. So promotion, that means making sure you're on all the modern platforms for social media, making sure your bio is good, making sure your headshots are good, making sure that you're getting content, photos and videos and all sorts of things like that, show flyers, anything you can use as content to put up and put out, and do that a little bit every day. I mean, if you can post something every day, that's definitely the thing to do nowadays if you want people to be aware of what you're up to and to kind of get intrigued by your music projects and your art. So promotion is something you should work on every day, at least in my opinion. That's what I've come to realize. That, you know, it's like with the power you have in a cell phone and all these free services to market yourself, there's just no reason not to be doing that. You're only hurting yourself in terms of trying to get your music out there by not. So I could go on and on and on and on into details about things that you could do, but we got plenty more episodes to go. I can get into the nitty-gritty of that later. So I'm going to go on to number four. So we have, just a recap, practice first thing, work on performance right after that, unless you have a gig that day. Work on promotion. Learn if you don't know how to do certain things or use certain platforms. And the fourth one, actually, I would actually do before promotion. I should have said this one first, but this one's crucial as well, and that's producing. If you are a songwriter and you work with a producer and you work at a studio when you go to record your songs, that's fantastic. But it is still a really important skill for you to be building on your own for two reasons. The more you know about music production and about the recording process and the difference between mixing and mastering and audio engineers and so on and so forth, the easier you are going to be to work with when you go into an actual studio. Not to mention, if you have a song that you've already written really well, you perform really well, and you've taken it through the recording process at home yourself to kind of flesh out and fine-tune your ideas, you're going to save a lot of money on that hourly rate when you go into a studio, because you're going to have been through this already and you're going to be right in perfect position to know exactly what to lay down, how to lay it down when you get to that studio. The other thing too is long term, personally, this is how I feel, and I just want to kind of share that with whoever listens to this. Like, I want to be able to do most of the process myself, because if I can record everything at home, if I can gradually get one piece of equipment at a time, like I have over the years, to manage to be able to record myself from home, then that's one big chunk of the process of getting a song out there that I don't have to pay somebody else to do, for one. If I can get pretty damn good at mixing, even if I'm not like a prestigious like mixing engineer, then I'm going to have the ability at some point to put my music out there and it sound decent enough for people to enjoy it and not be distracted by maybe the inconsistencies that will be there. Now, it might not sound like a Jay-Z track or another highly produced album that's been done with multiple people on the project, but you know, there's a lot of artists out there that do all of it themselves, and I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do that, but if you can get really good at it, you're going to save money the better you get at it, and you're going to be able to get more of your songs and content out, which especially matters at first. The quicker you can get your stuff out there, the quicker you're going to be able to start kind of building yourself up in your community and start going for gigs and doing these other things that you enjoy through doing music, which is actually getting out there and playing for people and sharing it with people. And it doesn't have to be this perfect mix for people to appreciate a really good song. For real, guys, it doesn't. So that one's pretty key. And like I said, I would put that before promotion. I mean, you should be practicing your songs and writing your songs every day. You should be practicing performing every single day. And you should be producing that music into a medium that you can share with other people every day. That doesn't mean like do a whole song every day, but it means be chipping away towards your next release every day. No matter where you're coming from, if you're going to be working with some other people at some point on it, or if you're doing the whole thing yourself, or if you're just beginning, you need to work on building those skills, all right? Then work on promotion after that too. So those are like the four main pillars, I would say, that I've kind of come to a conclusion on, like, that's what I need to be doing every day. You know, that's what makes sense to me. Hopefully you'll kind of see what I mean by that and see why I choose to think about doing them in that specific order. Now, nothing is set in stone. Some days you might have a weird situation that calls for you to change it up a little bit. Or maybe you just like have a weird schedule and you really need to kind of switch things around, and like, that's fine. Be flexible. But I'm just saying, like, for the most part, on any normal day where things are pretty easy going for you, those would be the order of things that I would do, or those would be the things I would do, and that's the order I would do them in. So that is what I've come up with. On top of that, there's one kind of extra pillar that I think gets highly ignored by musicians, and it's not like any fault of anybody's, but it's something that I've dealt with over the years, and that is just realizing that there's more to life than a practice room and sitting in front of your computer and working on this stuff all the time. If you're passionate about it, get in there. Do it 10 hours a day. I don't care. But counterbalance that. Get outside. Go on a walk. Go on a run. Do some push-ups. Go to a workout class. Take yoga. I skateboard and run obstacle races. That's like my like outside outlet. But you got to move around. You know, I think everybody knows, like, there's a lot of like mental health issues in the music community, in many music circles. There's a lot of drug use, a lot of alcohol abuse, and so on and so forth. And that's kind of like a stigma of being a musician and kind of an artist in general. But that's one of the ways you can counterbalance that, is like make some time to actually do what your body needs too, which is not just playing music and working on your craft. Like, that's a very important spiritual thing to do, maybe. And by all means, like, pour your heart and time into that for the most part. But nothing is stopping you from going around the block or spending an hour outside every day, 30 minutes even. Like, just get it in. That's been a game changer for me, honestly. And having like a schedule of doing that consistently daily has given me a lot of insight into how to implement discipline into my life and into my music practice as well. So it's got some hidden benefits that you might not be thinking about or really seeing on the surface. So find something that's fun for you, but get outside and do it, and do it consistently, because it's going to make it that much easier to relax and enjoy yourself when you're doing the process of making music and crafting yourself as a performer and so on. So that's the little last hidden gem there for you that I've found really, really helps me. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope maybe you got some insight from this. If you do anything that I didn't mention as part of your routine as a musician, I would love to hear about it. So shoot me an email, leave a comment, leave a review. I even have a text community, so look for my text number on social media and shoot me a text if you want. I would love to hear your story and just interact with you guys. So And that is all for now. I'll see you guys next time. Adios.